Okay, my clock is saying 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Lorenz Snowden, board chairman of the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. And I'd like to welcome you to our monthly Board of Commissioners meeting. Today is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. Pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General, and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via telephone conference using U.S. toll-free number 1-888-475-4499, a local number of 1-346-248-7799, with a meeting ID of 812-6428-0441. So for those individuals needing that information, we have it available. Thank you for everyone that's on the call, the meeting today. And we're gonna move right into our meeting agenda. We have several items that require some attention, and I'd like to call this meeting to order at 3:01 p.m. Mr. Thiele, if you can give me a roll call, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Hernandez will not be joining us this afternoon. Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
Commissioner Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
Here.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Here.
Commissioner Miller will not be joining us this afternoon. Commissioner Thomas.
Present.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. A quorum has been identified for the meeting today. We're offering a Spanish interpreter. The Master World Spanish interpreter has been instructed to be on the teleconference for the meeting today. The translator will be available to Spanish speakers who may need assistance for public comments only. Her name today is Ms. Elizabeth Paris, is joining us again. And Ms. Paris, if you would introduce yourself in Espanol. You're muted. You're muted. You want to unmute her, please?
We are.
Okay, there we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Snowden. Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Elizabeth Paris. Soy intérprete y estoy aquí para interpretar las preguntas que el público tenga en español.
Gracias. So we're going to move into our agenda, further into it, for the approval of the June 22nd, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting minutes. I think everyone has had an opportunity to review the minutes, and I will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes or approve the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Oh. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that the minutes be approved. The June 22nd, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting minutes be approved. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption and approval of the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as presented. We'll now move to the interim president's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, commissioners. We appreciate everybody joining us. We start on a serious note, as we have been. In the state of Texas, 3,033,479 confirmed COVID cases, 52,956 have passed. In Harris County, Houston, 407,863 confirmed cases, 6,659 souls have passed, and COVID numbers are rising. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The Delta variant is serious business. Now is not the time to let down your guard. Please take the opportunity to get vaccinated and also get tested. In any case, continue to mask up, social distance, and wash your hands as we take care of each other. To that end, we did do another vaccination event this Saturday at Irvington Village in partnership with Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, UMMC, an angel serving with a purpose. We were able to vaccinate an additional 21 individuals, including 14 of the residents, do want to thank the PHO team, George, Cheryl, Gilda, Deborah, Brian, Terry, as well as Donna Dixon, management Jay Allen for rallying to get this done in a tight window. You'll see more of these events as we can continue to work to take care of each other as we move forward in these challenging times. In the last few weeks, HHA received from one of our industry organizations, 9 awards, commissioner and audience. We deeply appreciate the work. I think 9 is our record. This represents an HRDT, so human resource and training development, and their efforts last year with a cultural diversity program that we did. Carla Ferguson, 2 different goals, awards, I'm sorry, with my goals as they've evolved through the transition. Cody Roskelly and Reed, and the work that we've done together as a board in attacking the affordable housing problem in Houston, one deal at a time. Gilda Jackson, the public housing operations with 132,000 meals provided and the efforts in support of the census. I mentioned my goals, there's another one here. And Kalila Smith and the Housing Choice Voucher Program, there were 3 awards there, surviving the pandemic, 1 Zoom meeting at a time. And we were also pleased through Donna Dixon and Community Affairs, Protection and Hope, Houston resident provided custom masks for the community and the work that we've done with our firm Etched to tackle NIMBY stigmas in our housing video series. So 3 of those awards, the first 3 I mentioned are up for Award of Excellence nominees, just highlight the outstanding work being done by staff in a tremendously challenging time. At a high level, we were pleased to see House Appropriations Committee approving a generous T-HUD funding bill. And so we're appreciative. Obviously we need to get to the finish line. A president's budget, a good number for us. The House, and we'll see what the Senate does. We call on all of our electeds to meet the moment. Tremendous housing need. To that end, we also participated in a Housing as Infrastructure call-in day. We made a variety of calls. I myself made calls to our elected representative, as well as sent letters to encourage our electeds to think about housing as infrastructure, because it certainly is. A couple other things to mention, as of this moment, the federal eviction moratorium ending the end of this month. We're very concerned about this. You know, we take strong actions relative to our own residents in the community. Writ large, we expect this to be very damaging. And so we would encourage folks to think about creative ways to continue to extend to work with other programs. We were pleased to see that the state eviction diversion program launched in response to the COVID-19 pandemic was extended according to an emergency order from the Texas Supreme Court released on Monday, originally set to expire July 27th. The new order extends it until October 1st. Final thing I'll leave you all with is a note of optimism from our NARO symposium earlier this month. We spoke to a number of folks around the country, including very high level HUD officials, officials from partner organizations and other electeds. There is conversation currently about universal vouchers and federal source of income discrimination legislation, both of which are tremendously important to us. We would love to see national action to eliminate the ability for folks to discriminate against voucher holders based on source of income, and as well to fully fund vouchers for the eligible. To just briefly explain universal vouchering, currently there's 1 voucher available for every 5 eligible families. Universal vouchering is the remaining 4 vouchers. So we would love to see that fully funded. $62 billion would be the annual price tag, which in my mind, although considerable taxpayer resources, is the right thing to do for the country. That's my report, commissioners, respectfully submitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. And I'd like to just piggyback and add a kudos to Ms. Gilda Jackson. Gilda has partnered with Texas Southern University and the Verizon Innovative Learning Program and really brought forth about 45 plus young men, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders to participate in a STEM focused program. And so I have to personally say thank you and Texas Southern and the Verizon program thanks you. Brought them from, they're participating virtually for the summer, but will be doing more in person engagement in the fall and spring. But thank you, Gilda, for making that happen on their end. And we're looking forward to it. Got a call from the Verizon Foundation and they will be reaching out to us as well. So thank you very much as we move forward. Let's move on to our public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to provide comment on any of the resolutions before us today. To make comments during the public comment section, push star 9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. Speakers will be allowed 3 minutes for public comments. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when your 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answer any questions. HHA residents making comments are encouraged to clearly state their name and the property where they reside. Someone from the property management team or our staff will reach out to you directly regarding any issues. So we'll open up now if there are any hands. Remember to press star 9.
There's currently no hands being raised.
Okay. I gather we are either A, everything is okay at the properties, or B, we're doing great work and no one is here for any public comments. Or we oftentimes get some very good comments of the great work that we're doing. So there are no hands. We'll move immediately into our new business. We'll go first into resolution number 3297. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to enter into contracts with the Reserves Network, Inc., which is a DBA of Execute Team Staffing, Cogent Infotech Corporation, and RadGov, Inc. for temporary staffing services.
Commissioners, resolution number 3297 will be presented by our Director of HR and Training, Ms. Diane Mitchell.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. Resolution number 3297 recommends that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorize the interim president and CEO to take all necessary actions to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to separate contracts with the Reserve Network, also known as Executive Team Staffing, Cogent Infotech Corporation, and RadGov, Inc. for temporary staffing services for a period not to exceed 5 years and an amount not to exceed $1 million in the aggregate. The HHA requests the board to approve resolution number 3297.
I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3297.
So moved.
Second, Thomas.
Okay. Move Cooksey, second Thomas. It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3297. Is there any discussion? I do have some discussion and I wanted to make sure I went on record with this. I understand to our Ms. Diane and Mark, I've brought this up many a times. I want to really discuss these minority or MWBE points that we're giving for people who are saying that they're going to use minorities firms and not really being minority firms. And so I want to discuss that, whether it needs to be with legal. And I'll probably bring this up a couple more times with this procurement issue that I'm seeing here especially seeing it now, and it's becoming more evident. I thought I had discussed it enough that we wouldn't be at this point. But I would say I'm not happy with these resolutions overall. We're gonna move forward, but we're gonna make some corrections on the back end with some of the procurement issues, Mr. Coleman, that I'm seeing that I think we need to have some discussion about. And to Ms. Mitchell, with this piece of temporary, I noticed as I walked through it that the individuals and that are receiving some of these points are MWBEs that are saying that they're going to use, agreeing to. And so I want to make sure that we have policies in place that will make sure these individuals will adhere to it. This is one of those meetings, you guys, that it may be best that I'm online and not in person. So that's my discussion points. Not an objection, but a discussion on it. Is there any other discussion on this particular resolution? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3297? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Let's move now to resolution number 3298, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a contract with Carahsoft Technology Corporation for software licensing and services.
Commissioners, resolution number 3298, number 3299, and number 3300 will be presented by Vice President of Housing Choice Voucher Programs, Ms. Robin Wall.
Good afternoon. This resolution requests that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or its designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to a contract with Carahsoft Technology Corporation for software licenses and services in an amount not to exceed $196,152 in the aggregate for a one-year contract pursuant to the memorandum from Robin Walls to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. These licenses are for DocuSign. DocuSign is a technology that we have been using to have our residents and applicants complete applications online. This new version of DocuSign will also allow for SMS technology, meaning that we can also send the applications via text messaging as well. Accordingly, I recommend the board considers this resolution.
Hearing the staff recommendation, I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3298.
So moved, Andrea Cooksey.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3298. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3298? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We will hear now again from Ms. Robin Walls with resolution number 3299, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to conditionally award project-based vouchers to Tejano Center.
This resolution requests that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to conditionally award 89 project-based vouchers to Tejano Center Sunrise Lofts property located at 3103 McKinney, Houston, 77003, pursuant to the memorandum dated July 8th, 2021, from Robin Walls to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. The focus for this particular project-based voucher resolution will be youth aging out of foster care, which is a particularly vulnerable group of individuals who have experienced homelessness and is in fact the most the group that is most at risk for homelessness. The Tejano Center has worked aggressively and is using both the city financing as well as project-based vouchers to potentially execute this new development. Accordingly, staff recommends the approval of this resolution.
Hearing the resolution and the staff's recommendation, I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3299.
So moved, Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Cooksey.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3299. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3299? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3300, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to enter into a memorandum of understanding, which is an MOU, with the Coalition for the Homeless to administer emergency housing vouchers. Ms. Walls?
This resolution requests that the Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes or corrections to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Coalition for the Homeless to administer 771 emergency housing vouchers that were authorized by HUD to the Houston Housing Authority pursuant to a memorandum from Robin Walls to Mark Thiele. With respect to the emergency housing vouchers were authorized by HUD and were via the American Rescue Plan. With respect to this authorization, emergency housing vouchers are targeted to provide and help assist individuals and families who are homeless, at risk of homelessness, or fleeing or attempting to flee domestic violence. With respect to the 711 vouchers, housing assistance payments can equal to $7.6 million and with service fees of $2.698 million. Accordingly, I recommend that the board considers this resolution.
Thank you. Hearing the staff recommendation, I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3300.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
Moved by Kirkendall, second by Thomas. It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3300. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3300? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll now move to resolution number 3301, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or its designee to execute contracts with Walter P. Moore and Associates, Allied General Solutions, LLC, and Gradient Group, LLC for civil engineering services.
Commissioners, resolutions 3301 and 3302 will be presented by Vice President of Real Estate Investment and Development, Mr. Cody Roskelly.
Okay, the resolution is that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to contracts with Walter P. Moore and Associates, Inc., Allied General Solutions, LLC, and Gradient Group, LLC for civil engineering services related to capital funds and construction service projects in the amount not to exceed $300,000 in the aggregate for 2 years with a one-year extension option pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Roskelly, VP of Reed, dated July 7th, 2021, to Mark Thiele, Interim President and CEO. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
Thank you. Hearing the staff's recommendation, I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3301.
So moved, Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
Moved by Thomas, second by Ballard. So properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3301. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3301? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3302, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a contract for architectural and engineering services at Allen Parkway Village and Historic Oaks Allen Parkway Village.
Okay, the resolution reads that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to a contract with GSMA for architectural and engineering services at Allen Parkway Village, APV, and Historic Allen Parkway Village, HOAPV, for the amount of $1,700,000 for 2 years with a one-year extension option pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Ross Kelly dated July 7th, 2021 to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
Okay, hearing the staff's recommendation, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution number 3302.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Kirkendall.
Okay, moved by Thomas, second by Kirkendall. It's been moved and properly seconded that we accept resolution number 3302. Is there any discussion? The chair has discussion, questioning very similar. So I noticed, Mr. Roscali, you say this contract of $1.7 million, but you're saying an option of an additional year. Can you give me some explanation on that?
Sure. So actually, GSMA is already the architect of record on this project. They have an existing contract. We're just upping the amount because they're expanding their services. So, you know, given the fact that we just barely received our bond allocation and we wanted to have them oversee architect that would help oversee construction. And that's going to be about a two-year period for overseeing the renovations of APV and HOAPV. That's why we not only wanted to add to the time, but also the amount.
So that's different than what you're presenting to me, Mr. Roscali. You're saying that you're executing another contract, not an extension of a contract. And so, Mark, I would like to, and I probably should have had this tabled, but I'd rather not vote no on it, but I need to have some further discussion on this, hearing Mr. Roscali's comments today. Mr. Thiele?
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, we have a motion and a second on the floor. How would you like to proceed?
Well, I'd ask, I guess, and probably have Keelan, if I could ask the individuals that made the motion and seconded to rescind it. Is that proper, Mr. Lewis? I don't want to kill it or ask them not to vote for it.
I'd like to rescind the motion, if possible.
Mr. Lewis?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. It's at the discretion of the board. That's okay. A board call.
Thank you, Ms. Commissioner Thomas, for rescinding the motion for us to have further discussion on this particular resolution. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to table resolution number 3302.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Cooksey.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we table resolution number 3302. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to tabling the resolution number 3302? Hearing none, the resolution is tabled. I think we now move into our, executive session at this time, and we will come back to complete the other resolution. At this time, we are convening an executive session, which will start at 3:29 p.m. in accordance with personnel matters with section 551-074 of the Texas Government Code, legal issues in accordance with section 551-071 of the Texas Government Code, and real estate matters in accordance with Section 551-072 of the Texas Government Code. I think we're going to go over into a little breakout room, and we will come back shortly. Yeah, I am. I think we are all back in. I see Christy. I see Thomas Ballard. Where's Cooksey? And there's Cooksey. Okay, so we're back in. The executive session has ended and the meeting, regular meeting is now being reconvened at 4:10 p.m. We will move back into our business, new business, with first let me announce that, and Keelan, check me if I need to make a motion to remove resolutions number 3305 and 3309, but they are being removed from the agenda. And we will move now into...
I believe it is a motion and a second.
All right. So correct. I move to remove resolutions number 3305 and 3309.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we remove resolutions number 3305 and 3309. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to removal of resolutions number 3305 and 3309? Hearing none, the resolutions are removed from the agenda. We'll move now to resolution number 3303. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Amtex for the development of Barker Oaks, an apartment community that will be located at or about 2250 Barker Oaks Drive, Houston, Texas, 77077. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3303. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3303. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3303? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3304, consideration and on to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Allied Orion for the development of Edo, an apartment community that will be located at or about the northeast corner of Emancipation Avenue and Leland Street, Houston, Texas, 77003. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3304.
So moved, Thomas.
There a second?
Second, Cooksey.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3304. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3304? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3306, consideration and to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Morgan Group for the acquisition of the High Bank, an apartment community located at or about 8877 Frankway Drive, Houston, Texas, 77096. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3306.
So moved, Ballard.
There a second, Thomas.
Moved and properly seconded that we accept resolution number 3306. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3306? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3307, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Belveron Partners, LLC and Redbud Realty Partners, LLC for the acquisition of Sancier Apartments, an apartment community located at or about 15500 Cutton Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3307.
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number. Is there any discussion? Any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3307? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3308. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Aspen Oaks Capital Partners for the acquisition of PROS West Cypress, an apartment community located at or about 19770 Clay Road, Katy, Texas, 77449. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3308.
So moved, Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Cookson.
It is properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3308. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3308? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3310. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Elmington Capital Group for the development of Tidwell Flats, an apartment community that will be located at or about the northeast intersection of Tidwell Road and Mesa Drive, Houston, Texas, 77078. I'll entertain a motion to table resolution number 3310.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Cooksey.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we table resolution number 3310. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the tabling of resolution number 3310? Hearing none, the resolution is tabled. We'll now move to resolution number 3311. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Elmington Capital Group for the development of Alameda Flats, an apartment community that would be located at or about the southwest corner of Alameda Road and Fuquay Street, Houston, Texas, 77053. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3311.
So moved, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3311. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3311? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. I think we have gone through our agenda for the afternoon for the Board of Commissioners meeting. I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved, Thomas. Second, Thomas.
This meeting is adjourned at 4:17 p.m.